How to use comparative religion ministry skills. How can you do you use comparative religion ministry skills? Start with the ministry role God has already placed in front of you. You do not need to travel the world to encounter religious diversity. It may already be in your church, family, workplace, neighborhood, online conversations, wedding meetings, funeral planning, chaplaincy visits, or coaching appointments. An officiant may meet a bride and groom from different religious backgrounds. A funeral minister may serve a family where one person wants Christian scripture and another wants a universal spiritual message. A chaplain may visit a patient who believes in karma, reincarnation, or fate. A life coach may talk with someone who says, "I am spiritual, but not religious." These are not interruptions to ministry, they are ministry. To get involved, first become a better listener. Pay attention to spiritual words. Listen for phrases like the universe, energy, my truth, karma, destiny, ancestors, higher self, all religions, science, heaven, God, spirit, peace, and salvation. Then ask gentle questions. What do you mean by that? How did you come to believe that? What gives you hope? Would you be open to hearing how Christians understand this? Next, learn the basic maps of major religions and worldviews. You do not need to know everything, but you should understand enough to avoid confusion and caricature. This course will help you begin. You will learn how Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, secular naturalism, and spiritual but not religious worldviews answer major questions differently. You will also learn to stay within your role. If you are an officiant, you are not a therapist. If you are a chaplain, you must respect the setting and the person's permission. If you are a life coach, you should not use coaching as hidden pressure. If you are a minister, you should speak truth with pastoral care. Finally, pray for wisdom. Comparative religion ministry is not about showing off knowledge. It is about loving people enough to understand what they actually believe and loving Christ enough to witness clearly. Start where you are, listen for the altar, ask better questions, serve with humility, and let Christ's love guide your next faithful step.